Yeah. Well, I don't understand where we're going or why the hell we're bothering anyhow.
You're doing a good deed.
Want to give us a better reason?
Yeah. A maniac hijacked a municipal bus with 30 passengers on it. That's a pretty good reason. And I got a real bad hunch where those passengers are and who that maniac is.
You want to share it with us?
Phoenix. Simon Phoenix.
Trespassing.
Where are the passengers?
Yes, the passengers. But they're, fuck you! The passengers are gone. See, I told the city, I said, look, nobody comes down here. Postmen figured it out. Policemen figured it out. But the goddamn bus drivers just wouldn't listen.
Last time, Phoenix, where are the hostages?
To hell with the hostages. This is between you and me.
Yeah.
What? What? What you got, soldier boy?
Do something.
Go ahead.
You up to your ass in gasoline?
Set your ass on fire.
Is it cold in here? Or is it just me? Lose my head if it wasn't attached.
I'll keep that in mind.
Thank you. hear this demolition man shit. You are not supposed to come down here. You are not supposed to attempt the arrest of Phoenix single-handed. And you are not supposed to blow anything up.
It's not me this time, Healy. He dumped the gas and rigged the place to blow.
Oh, yeah, right. You had nothing to do with it.
Now, I know you've been trying to nail this psycho for 2 years. But try remembering a little thing called official police procedure. So where are the hostages?
They're not here.
What do you mean they're not here?
He must have stashed them someplace else.
So how do you know they weren't in there? Are you sure?
Because I did a thermal check and there was only 8 of them, all part of his gang.
Wrong again.
Hey, you got something to say, scumbag? Get him out of here.
Oh,
you and I are going to have a nice long chat.
Cap. Over here. The bodies everywhere. There must be 20 or 30. They're everywhere. See that, Captain? I told him. He said he didn't care.
Oh, my God. How could you sacrifice all the innocent people? The little old me.
Kill that
man.
Out.
We've spent a lot of quality time together.
See you, sweetie. Honey! Sugar!
You got a lawyer, you better call.
Great deeds for the city of Los Angeles. So it is with some regret that I, William Smithers, acting as assistant warden, hereby carry out this sentence.
Skip it.
Sergeant Spartan, you've been sentenced to 70 years sub-zero rehabilitation in the California Cryo Penitentiary for the involuntary manslaughter of 30 innocent civilians.
Skip it.
You will be placed in cryostasis for the duration of your sentence, during which your behavior will be altered through synaptic suggestion. You'll be eligible for parole no earlier than the year 2046. I'm sorry, Sergeant.
all personnel, the next scheduled parole hearing for prisoner Gilmore will take place at 07:50. Warden William Smithers, report to Level A conference room.
Fellow greetings, Warden William Smithers.
Be well, Lieutenant Lenina Huxley.
As it is a beautiful Monday morning, and as my duty log irrationally requires it, I'm hereby querying you on the prison population update. Does the tedium continue?
Your earnest questioning is as amusing as it is irrelevant. The prisoners are ice cubes. They never move.
I find this lack of stimulus to be truly disappointing. Don't you think?
I try not to. However, you're young. Think all you want. Things don't happen anymore. We've taken care of all that. I'll fiber off you back after the morning parole hearings. Have a peachy day, Lieutenant. Be well.
Be well.
Vector 137, upcoming Santa Monica Boulevard. Retina coding accepted. Warden William Smithers, be well.
God.
Self-drive on.
Self-drive engaged.
Huxley Lenina coding on.
No police presence is requested in the city at this time. Report to the station.
Oh boy, how exciting.
Food. There'll be another one in about 12 hours. These assholes are nothing if not predictable. God, I love to hate this place.
There's not enough of us, Friendly.
That doesn't really matter anymore, does it, Carl? People are hungry. We got nothing left to lose.
Lenina. Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the emergency line of the San Angeles Police Department. If you prefer an automated response, press 1 now.
Be well, Lieutenant.
Mellow greetings, Lenina Huxley.
Let me guess, Hall is serene.
On the contrary, it's been a horrific AM. There was a defacement of public buildings, walls smudged with scandalous graffiti.
Really? Brutal. Why wasn't there an all cars notified?
Because there was no need to create widespread panic. Lieutenant Huxley, I monitored your disheartening and distressing comments to the warden this morning. Do you really long for chaos and disharmony? Your fascination with the vulgar 20th century seems to be affecting your better judgment. You realize you're setting a bad example for other officers and sworn personnel.
Thank you for the attitude readjustment, Chief Earl. Info assimilated. Sanctimonious assholes.
Lenina Huxley, you are fined 1/2 credit for a sotto voce violation of the verbal morality statute.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. It's coming up on the screen. Bunch of right.
That was tense.
That was tense?
Yes.
Tell me something, Garcia. Don't you get bored code-tracing perps who break curfew and tell dirty jokes?
Actually, no. I find my job deeply fulfilling. I just cannot get over the reality of this office, Lenina Huxley. You're still addicted to the 20th century. High from its harshness. Buzzed by its brutality. Oh, smokes! I mean, is there anything in this office which doesn't violate Contraband Ordinance 22?
Only you, Alfredo Garcia. Don't you ever want something to happen?
Goodness, no.
I knew you were going to say that. What I wouldn't give for some action.
Mr. Simon Phoenix, one of our first and most illustrious members. Allow me to welcome you to your parole hearing. Let's get this one over quick. 29 years ago, the parole system as you know it was rendered obsolete.
Rendered obsoleto.
Federal statute 537-29. Stop it! Do you have anything fresh to say on your behalf? I thought not.
Yeah, I do. Teddy bear.
How do you know the password to the cuss?
I wish I knew. Simon's here to die.
What's a 187?
Northwest. I don't know. Cryo prison, level 6. Identify code 187. MDK. Murder, death, kill, murder, death, kill, murder, death, kill.
Murder, death, kill.
Last recorded offense, September 25th, 2010. Initiate search, confirming location. Cryo prison, level 6. Two code 187s. Officer Jean Desjardins, guard. Officer Alfred Pamela, guard. Tracking. Live transmission. Diagnostic check. Warden William Smithers. Injury. Severe eye trauma. Ruptured spleen. Punctured lung. Broken ribs. Internal bleeding. Condition critical. Vital signs failing. Imminent death. Subject deceased. 187. Warden William Smithers, born February 14th, 1967, died August 4th, 2032.
What's the matter with all of you?
The cryo prison, sir. 3 non-sanctioned life terminations.
Do you wish to assign a coroner?
Murder, death, kills. 3 MDKs.
Access for me the cryopen's morning hearing schedule, and then display for me the list of people interviewed for parole.
Accessing cryo prison processing. Restricted information. Cocteau cryo prison. Morning hearing schedule. August 4th. Active file. 7 a.m. Hyde Quinton. 8:15. Peterson Scott. 7:30.
It's Phoenix.
Simon. 7:45.
Simon Phoenix.
Phoenix. Simon.
I know him. He's evil in a way you've never read about. He's a criminal the likes of which you have never seen.
Hold that thought, Zachary Lamb. Simon Phoenix's code now.
Access code for Phoenix, Simon. No code found.
L7, you're not coming down with another virus, are you?
Of course not.
You don't get it, Lenina Huxley. Phoenix isn't coded. He was chill back during the 20th, before they started lojacking everybody.
Phoenix
declared his own kingdom in South Central L.A. In a bad time, he was the worst.
Emergency code 187. Emergency code 187. Locating stopped code. Murder, death, kill. Murder, death, kill. Location, cryoprison parking area. Cryoprison, level 6.
No.
Main cryoprison parking zone. Enhancing image. Tracking Dr. Mostow. 187. Deceased. Do you wish to assign a coroner?
Tell me, L7. Is the doctor's conveyance still in the parking zone?
The answer is no. Car missing. Doctor's conveyance is not in parking zone. It is in motion.
Locate precise code fix on doctor's conveyance.
Fixing location. Beverly Hills. Robertson. Doheny. Yes. Beverly Drive. Doctor's vehicle has been code fixed, approaching the corner of Wilshire and Santa Monica Boulevard.
Glorious.
Doctor's vehicle has been
fine
code
work.
Fixed, approaching the
All
corner
nearby
of
units,
Wilshire
protect serve.
Santa Monica Boulevard.
Wilshire and Santa Monica.
Unit 12, protect, sir.
Apprehend fugitive.
Proceed with extreme assertiveness.
Doctor's vehicle has been code fixed, approaching the corner of Wilshire and Santa Monica Boulevard.
I just don't feel like there's anything special about me.
You are an incredibly sensitive man who inspires joy feelings in all those around you.
Get out of here.
Excuse me, citizen. I'm sorry.
Greetings, citizen. How are you feeling on this glorious day? You look great today.
Yeah, well, I feel good, too.
Angeles Information Network, Automated Banking, City of San Angeles.
Damn, I'm possessed. Wonder if I could play the accordion, too.
File code accepted. Friendly, Edgar, code level 60. Listed offenses, civil unrest activity.
Don't you hear thought repeating in that gray of yours? The name friendly, Edgar.
Edgar, friendly.
Don't you have a job to do? Don't you have someone to kill?
Gun, noun, portable firearm. This device was widely utilized in the urban wars of the late 20th century. Referred to as a pistol.
Look, I don't need a history lesson. Come on, Hal. Where the goddamn guns?
You are fined 1 credit for a violation of the verbal morality standard.
Fuck you!
Your repeated violation of the verbal morality statute has caused me to notify the San Angeles Police Department. Please remain where you are for your reprimand.
Yeah, right. Fuckers are fast, too.
You are fined 1 credit for violation of the verbal morality.
Protect serve in place. 4 minutes, 15 seconds lapse.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, demand maniac lie down with hands behind back.
Simon Phoenix! Lie down with your hands behind your back.
What's this? 6 of you. Such nice, tidy uniforms.
Oh, I'm so scared. What, you guys don't have sarcasm anymore? Maniac has responded with a scornful remark.
Approach and repeat ultimatum in an even firmer tone of voice. Add the words, or else.
Simon Phoenix! Lie down on the ground, or else.
Anti-graffiti activation program activated. Aborted. Human presence detected. Safety override code accepted.
Lucky number 7.
Oh! Okay.
Olé!
police officers. We're not trained to handle this kind of violence.
Hey, wait for me!
Go to Century City, 1200 millimeters.
He's going for the vehicle's battery core. It's pure capacitance gel.
The problem is not the defacement of public buildings or the noise pollution caused by the exploding devices. Allow me to explain. The real problem lies in the man whose initials mark the detonating graffiti on the streets of our peaceful city. The man behind the EF, Mr. Edgar Friendly. For a sadly extended period of time, we in San Angeles have been plagued by a pack of subterranean hooligans. You will come to know them as scraps. Men and women who have left the comfort of our society only to spew hostility at the very bosom that they have relinquished. There was a time when we used to look upon these scraps as rather pathetic and relatively harmless. Now they have a leader. Mr. Friendly seems relentless in his ambition to infect our harmony with his venom. He must, of course, be stopped. This radical terrorist behavior led by Mr. Friendly must not be allowed to undermine our safety. Safety above all. I expect your trust, confidence, and certitude. If you'll excuse me.
Dr. Cocteau, a cryocon has effected self-release from the penitentiary. It's quite horrific. Murder, death, kills, all categories of chaos.
Enhance your calm. Enhance your... Be well then for me. Get me Captain George Earle immediately.
It was just... I mean, it was so... How can a man be so blatantly sadistic? It was fun for him.
I want you to do everything in your power to snare this agent of destruction. You have my utmost confidence.
It will be done, Dr. Cocteau. Be well.
Utmost confidence.
Everything in our power. What else is there?
Codes have been located for the two juvenile suspects.
Zachary Lamb. How was the fiendish Simon Phoenix apprehended back in the 20th?
12-state manhunt? Satellite surveillance? A video bite on unsolved mysteries? None of them worked. In the end, it took just one man. One cop. John Spartan.
John Spartan?
That's right. They called him the Demolition Man.
Spartan File 98345 LAPD. Spartan File 98761C LAPD.
Are you sure this is real life?
Barely. Spartan is a legend. I've been doing a historical study. Over 1,000 arrests over 3 years. All authentic criminals.
There's a lot more business back then.
How can you justify destroying a $7 million mini mall to rescue a girl whose ransom was only $25,000?
Fuck you, lady!
Good answer.
This is your recommendation? The demolition man's an animal.
He's clearly the man for a job such as this. You could reinstate him.
He's a muscle-bound grotesque who hasn't worn a shield in 40 years.
Simon Phoenix is an old-fashioned criminal. We need an old-fashioned cop.
An escaped cryocon by releasing another one? I am unconvinced.
This is within the powers of the police charter, sir. He can be released on limited parole and reinstated to active duty.
It's not enough to collect the 90s. You have to bring them back to life.
Dr. Cocteau said everything within our power. I can't think of a better idea.
That still doesn't mean it's a good one. This man comes from a dissimilar method of law enforcement. I'm not sure he's any different than Simon Phoenix himself.
Detective? Detective, I am Lieutenant Lenina Huxley. The year is 2032. Now, the reason that you have been released is...
How long have I been under?
36 years. Her light was extinguished in the big one of 2010. She died in an earthquake. The earthquake.
The daughter. I promise what happened to her.
John Spartan, I'm Chief of Police George Earl. We didn't thaw you out for a family reunion. Consider it fortunate the lieutenant even bothered to do a probe on your wife. This is about you and the cryocon, Simon Phoenix.
This morning, Simon Phoenix escaped from this cryo facility. We've had 11 murder-death kills so far. You see, we have become a society of peace, loving, and understanding, and we are, quite frankly, not equipped to deal with this situation.
There have been no deaths of unnatural causes in San Angeles in the last 16 years.
The Santa Barbara, Los Angeles, San Diego Metroplex were merged in 2011. You are in the center of what used to be Los Angeles.
That's great. You, give me a Marlboro.
Yes, of course, right away. What's a Marlboro?
Just a cigarette, any cigarette.
Smoking is not good for you, and it's been deemed that anything not good for you is bad, hence illegal. Alcohol, caffeine, contact sports, meat...
Are you shitting me?
John Spartan, you are fined one credit for a violation of the verbal morality statute.
The hell is that?
John Spartan, you are fined 1 credit.
Bad language, chocolate, gasoline, uneducational toys, and anything spicy. Abortion is also illegal, but then again, so is pregnancy if you don't have a license.
Caveman, let's finish with all the Rip Van Winkle and get moving. A Mr. Phoenix has risen from the ashes.
Uh-huh. I tracked that dirtbag for 2 years, and when I finally bring him down, you turn me into an ice cube for my trouble. Thanks, but no thanks.
The conditions of your parole are full reinstatement into the SAPD and immediate assignment to the apprehension of Simon Phoenix. Or you can go back into cryostasis.
Not many people get a second chance, John Spartan. Here you go. Any new inforama on Simon Phoenix?
There is nothing, Lenina Huxley. Where's your John Spartan?
Oh, he went to the bathroom. I guess he got all thawed out.
Oh. Sir, I formally convey my presence.
How you doing?
We are not used to physical contact greetings.
Germs.
Look, I don't know if you guys know it, but you're out of toilet paper.
Hey, did you say toilet paper?
Oh. They used handfuls of wadded paper back in the 20s.
I'm happy that you're happy, but the place where you're supposed to have the toilet paper, you got this little shelf with 3 seashells on it.
He doesn't know how to use the 3 seashells. I can see how that could be confusing.
I don't believe it. Is that you, Spartan?
No. Zach Lamb? What happened to you?
I got older.
My God. I remember when you were a snot-nosed rookie pilot.
They finally grounded me.
Shit. You were a damn good flyer.
You are fined 2 credits for a violation of the verbal
statute. I'll be right back.
They seem to be friends. Yet he speaks to him in the most profane manner.
Well, if you had read my study, you would know that this is how insecure heterosexual males used to bond.
I knew that.
Thanks a lot, you shit.
John Spartan, you are fine. John Spartan, for removal violations of the verbal morality statute.
So much for the seashells. See you in a few minutes.
Waiting for command. Voice check.
Unfortunately, Simon Phoenix was not coded. While you were sleeping, everyone in the city was installed code. It was a brilliant idea by Dr. Cocteau that an organically bioengineered microchip be sewn into the skin. Sensors all over the city can zero in on anyone at any time.
I can't even conceive a visual of what you police officers did before it was developed.
We work for a living. This fascist crap makes me want to puke.
What do you think you're scratching, caveman? You really think we'd let you go without control? Your code was implanted the second you thawed.
Why didn't you just shove a leash up my ass?
John Spartan, you are fine.
No matter how Viking your era was, I cannot digest how you ever wore a badge. You're going back, John Spartan. Oh, yes, you're going back.
Could you two please dump some hormones? We need every cortex we can get in this situation.
We don't need the Neanderthal. Our computer has already examined every feasible scenario resulting from the appearance of Simon Phoenix. It is determined he will attempt to set up a new drug lab and form a crime syndicate.
That is correct, Chief George Earl.
Look, I hate to interrupt you two lovebirds, but that's really fucking stupid. Do you think he wants to start a business? Phoenix is going for a gun, plain and simple. Trust me, he's going for a gun.
Who cares what this primate thinks? Resonate some understanding. The only place a person can even view a gun in this city is at a museum.
Welcome to the San Angeles Museum of History. Beneath you, you will see an excavation of an actual 20th century street scene in downtown Los Angeles, preserved since the earthquake of 2010. Specific information concerning objects featured in the exhibit,
firearms are on display in the armory.
Located on level A. You are now entering the Hall of Violence, a visual representation of the primitive behavior prevalent during the late 20th century.
Home sweet home.
Ooh.
John Spartan, even if Simon Phoenix was able to locate the cache of firearms, it would be impossible for him to remove them.
She's right. They're located in a maximum security armory exhibit.
Just a hunch, so trust me. It's a cop thing.
What am I, a frog?
Excuse me.
What?
I'll try.
I see.
Resetting all biolinks for new driver. Weight, height, peripheral vision set. If you would like to commence transportation, John Spartan, initialize sequence now.
You drive.
Welcome, Lieutenant Lenina Huxley.
You seem very much alone, John Spartan, but things aren't all that different. Perhaps you'd like to hear an oldie station. Oldies?
Oh, what a relief!
This is the most popular station in town. Wall-to-wall mini-tunes. You call them commercials.
Here's that classic you've all been waiting for. The number one request of the day. Armor hot dog.
Kids eat armor hot dog.
Oh, wow. This is my fave.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs. Armor hot dogs. The dogs kids love to buy.
Somebody put me back in the fridge.
You are now entering the armory exhibit. You will find display. Various weapons used for violent life termination in wars and urban disturbances of the 19th and 20th centuries.
Oh, shit.
You are fined one credit for a violation of the verbal morality statute.
Yes! Now, this is what I'm talking about. How do you get in here? Hey, you gotta wait that 15-day waiting period? Or can I just, like, take one now?
Mellow greetings. What seems to be your boggle?
My boggle? How much do you weigh?
Well, I happen to weigh 50.
Vacate the museum, patrons. Be calm.
Wait a minute. This is the future. Where are all the phaser guns?
Please vacate the museum, patrons. Be calm.
Fellow greetings, sir.
What's your boggle?
Please exit rapidly. Warning.
The magnetic accelerator gun, the last produced handheld weapon of this millennium, displaced the flow of neutrons through a nonlinear cycloid electromagnetic accumulator.
So what, it needs batteries? What size? I mean, where the fuck do you find batteries in the future? What, is there a battery store around, motherfucker?
Excuse me, museum patron, can I...
Well, where's the Radio Shack? Music to my ears.
When activated, the magnetic accelerator gun will achieve fusion in 2.6 minutes.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about leaving quickly. Patience is not one of my virtues.
You see that?
What?
Never mind. I give up trying to figure this place out.
Excuse me, Rambo, I need to borrow this.
Access and correlate procedure.
Establish communication with Maniac Intruder.
Wrong. Hey, Luke Skywalker. Use the Force.
Oh, dear.
Hey, what the hell is this?
It's a glow rod. It's what we got.
Does it work? Guess so.
They have him trapped in Section 8.
I doubt it, Huxley. Now make sure that building's clear.
Done. I want a visual. Now, every quarter of the museum, I want full census router to me, and I want it 90 seconds ago.
You guys wait here. Give me 10 minutes.
Museum patron, 1,000 pint to the armor. The armory exhibit is now sealed. All museum patrons still occupying the facility should remain calm. Help is imminent.
The museum is no longer sealed, is it? What can I say? I'm a blast from the past.
Should have stayed there.
Oh, boy, that voice sounds familiar. Who is that?
Bad aim, Blondie.
Spartan? John Spartan? Oh, shit, that ain't anybody in this century. What the hell are you doing here? Simon said, flee.
Great. Just great.
You're making it too easy for me, Phoenix.
Come on, Space Age, piece of shit.
So let me get this right. They defrosted you just so you could lasso my piddly ass. Damn, you big ass. I've been dreaming about killing you for 40 years.
I'll keep Simon Says.
That's a brand new world. Simon, you gotta go.
Our noble facility has been desecrated by hooligans. Someone will pay dearly for this.
Sir, the stress breeder is inside being demobilized as we speak.
Shit!
Being frozen must have thrown my aim off.
Don't worry. I'll get you with the next shot.
I don't think so.
No kiss kiss, no bang bang. And you were doing so well. Now, don't you have a job to do? Huh? Isn't there a thought repeating in that barbaric brain of yours? The name Friendly. Mr. Edgar Friendly. Don't you have someone to kill?
Yeah, I do.
Excellent. Then go and do your job.
Phoenix! Shit.
Saved by the bell.
Shit!
You don't know how lucky you are that Maniac didn't whack you.
Well, I must say that whacking, whatever it is, sounds most disagreeable. Well, you scared him away. I don't know how to thank you. You saved my life.
No problem.
Not bad for a 74-year-old. Simon Phoenix knows he has some competition. He's finally matched his meat. You really licked his ass.
That's... met his match and kicked his ass.
Met his match and kicked his ass. Met his match and kicked his ass.
Captain L. Who is this man?
Detective John Spartan. Temporarily reinstated the San Angeles Police Department to pursue the escape Cryocon Simon Phoenix. You've told us to do everything in our power to capture the madman.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. Yes, I do recall the exploits of Mr. John Spartan. Yes. Didn't they call him... Yes, of course, the Demolition Man. It's quite all right, Chief. Unexpected, creative, but quite all right. John Spartan, welcome. Now, in honor of your arrival and your protection of the sanctity of human life, namely my own, I would like to invite you to join me to dinner tonight. The both of you. Please, I insist. I would like you to accompany me to Taco Bell.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Taco Bell?
Yes.
So let me get this right. Spacely Sprockets here, who's now the man in charge, the mayor of Gov, who wants to take me to dinner at Taco Bell. Lord knows I wouldn't mind a burrito. Is also one of the guys who built the goddamn cryo
prison. John Spartan, you are fined one credit.
Thanks.
For a violation.
Dr. Cocteau is the most important man in San Angeles. He practically created our whole way of life, savage.
Yeah? Well, he can have it. Now, Phoenix could be anywhere, but not being coded could hurt him and limit his options.
That is correct. Money is outmoded. All transactions are through codes.
All right, so he can't buy food or a place to stay for the night. And it'd be a waste of time to mug somebody. Unless he rips off someone's hand, let's hope he doesn't figure that one out.
But with all officers already patrolling in a citywide crisis net, it should be just a matter of tick-tocks before we actually...
More importantly, we already have a backup plan. We can just wait for another code to go red. And when Phoenix performs another murder-death-kill, we'll know exactly where to pounce.
Great plan.
Thank you.
He likes your plan, Chief.
I've been an enthusiast of your escapades for quite some time now. I have, in fact, perused some newsreels from the Schwarzenegger Library, and that time that you took that car...
Hold it. The Schwarzenegger Library?
Yes, the Schwarzenegger Presidential Library. Wasn't he an actor when
Stop.
You...
Stop. He was president?
Yes. Even though he was not born in this country, his popularity at the time caused the 61st Amendment, which states that...
I don't want to know. President.
What, no door? No welcome mat?
What is this?
What kind of people are these?
I didn't expect you to kill somebody. Oh, shit, I love that smell. Reminds me of biscuits and gravy.
All right, job is a job. Eco-friendly, wherever the fuck you are, prepare for Simon Phoenix.
So, what's with this cocktail guy anyway? He says I saved his life, which I'm not even sure I did, and my reward is dinner and dancing at Taco Bell. I mean, hey, I like Mexican food, but come on.
Your tone is quasi-facetious, but you do not realize that Taco Bell was the only restaurant to survive the franchise wars.
So?
So? Now all restaurants are Taco Bell.
No way.
Welcome to Taco Bell. Enjoy your meal, sir. Garden in the
valley. Valley of the Jolly Green Giant. Good things from the garden. Garden in the valley. Valley of the Jolly Green Giant.
Take that? Oh, here comes the Neanderthal.
Here we are. Spartan over there, please. And Lieutenant. Thank you. Would you...
Yes.
Hi. And
how you guys doing?
Mellow, thank you.
Fine. Yes.
Enjoyed your meal, sir.
Good thing I'm hungry.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you to raise your glasses to the hero of the hour, my savior, Detective John Spartan.
John Spartan.
Appreciate it.
Greetings and salutations. I'm Associate Bob. We met before, ever so briefly. I was gruffling in fear at the time.
You got the salt over there, Bob?
Salt is not good for you, Hansard, is it?
Sir John Spartan, tell me. What do you think of San Angeles 2032?
Well, considering the way things were going when I went in, I thought the future would be a rotting cesspool.
No, you weren't here when the real disturbances began. Civilization tried to destroy itself. The city degenerated into a total fear zone. The citizenry cocooning in their homes, afraid to go out. People just wanted the madness over. So when I saw the chance to make things right, I seized it. If I had not, the radiance of San Angeles would not be here. Just your rotting cesspool of hate and suffering. Which would you prefer?
Maybe you can book me a flight out of here when the sermon's over.
John Spartan... For your crimes, you would surely have died in jail before now. Even you must appreciate the persuasively tranquil humanity of the cryo prison system.
I don't want to spoil your dinner, pal, but my cryo sentence was no sweet lullaby. I had feelings and I had thoughts. How about a 36-year nightmare about people caught in a burning building?
You would awake. I don't think so.
I do think so. And my wife beating her fist against a block of ice that used to be her husband. Then you were nice enough to wake me up and let me know everything that meant something in my life is gone. It would have been more humane to stake me down and leave me to the fucking crows.
What would you say if I called you a brutish fossil, symbolic of a decayed era, gratefully forgotten?
I don't know. Thanks.
I thought during rehabilitation the prisoners were not conscious. A person would go insane.
The side effects of the cryo process are unavoidable. You were found guilty of criminal charges. You owed and still do owe a debt to society. I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, there is. Call for backup. I'll be across the street.
Now, Spartan, where are you going?
Bad guy's about to do bad things. It's just one of those hunches again. Your life. Both seconds of it. Good night.
Get him.
Ah!
fucking hero. Come on.
Please, don't!
What the hell?
It's reckless abandonment. Looks like there's a new shepherd in town.
That sheriff? Who are those guys?
They're known as scraps. Outcasts and deserters who choose to live beneath us in sewers and abandoned tunnels. They're a constant irritation to our harmony.
They're nothing but thugs and hooligans. A society of thieves. The last remaining criminal element in the city. But plans are in progress to purge this peril from our day.
You are even better live than on Laserdisc. And the joy way you pause to make a glib witticism before doing battle with that strangely weaponed scrap in those roundhouse puts.
Hussy, look, this isn't the Wild West, okay? The Wild West wasn't even the Wild West. Hurting people's not a good thing. Well, sometimes it is, but not when it's a bunch of people looking for something to eat.
San Angeles time is now 22:15.
Huxley, coding off. Auto drive.
Auto drive engaged.
Look, I'm sorry I yelled at you back there.
No need to make a de-hurtful retraction. I've just assimilated too much contraband. I fleshed you out as some blow-up-the-bad-guy with a happy grin He-Man type. But now I realize that you're the moody, troubled past gunslinger who will only draw when he must type.
Huxley, stop.
What?
I'm not any of that. I just do my job and things
get demolished.
You know, I keep looking around and I think about my daughter growing up in a place like this. And I'm afraid she's going to think I'm some kind of primitive. I mean, as much as I want to see her, I almost don't want to. Because I don't think I'm going to fit into the picture very well. Not very well at all.
It would be a minor misuse of police powers, but I could do a search
no.
for you.
Sorry.
Oh, subject change. I got what you wanted.
Oh, great.
What do you need that for?
It's just one of those cop punches again.
Lights?
Nah, I've changed that. Illuminate. Deluminate. Ooh, isn't that nicer? Go ahead, you try it.
Illuminate.
Ah! Raymond, we got to talk.
How did you get in?
Wish I knew. I got past codes, routes to secret underground kingdoms, complete access to the industrial data grid interface. Now I don't even know what that shit means. But I've been meaning to ask you about it, because I like it. I like it a lot.
Your skills were given you for a reason. Not for your personal amusement. Your job is to kill Mr. Edgar Friendly and stop a revolution before it precipitates. That was why you were rehabilitated.
All right. I'm going to do your little dastardly deed for you. But it's going to be a little bit more difficult than you thought. And I'm going to need some help. I'll need about 5 or 6 more special men. And I just so happen to have a list. You see, I wouldn't want you to defrost any of those mad dog killer types, you know what I mean? And none of them motherfuckers from New York. They're too uptight.
So you're going to be the only mad dog killer type, right?
Exacto mundo.
Fine. Take care of it. Just get it over with. You're beginning to be more trouble than you're worth.
Oh, Raymond, don't say that. And what do I get out of all of this?
What do you want?
Malibu. Santa Monica. Hell,
What about all the coastal cities?
Well, I'll bear it in mind.
Good. I'll send you a memo.
Just do your job.
What is John Spartan doing here? Huh? Did you invite him to this little party of ours?
Look, you finish your business, and I'll stuff him back in the freezer. Think of him as a guarantee.
A guarantee? Well, you don't have much of a guarantee. I took care of Spartan once. I'll take care of him again. Now we need those men, DeFrost.
So this is where you live, Huxley? Very not bad.
Thank you.
So where will I be staying?
Oh, I procured you a domicile right down the corridor from my own. Everything is voice-coded, so if you need something, just ask. Life? What do you think? Clicked off a lot of credits to create the perfect 20th century apartment.
Well, Huxley, it's very...
Isn't it? John Spartan? There is, of course, a well-known and documented connection between sex and violence. Not so much a causal effect, but a general state of neurological arousal. And after having observed your behavior this evening and my resultant condition, I was wondering if you would like to have sex.
With you?
Mm-hmm.
Here? Now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Great! I'll be right back. Just relax. We'll begin in a few seconds.
Begin what?
Having sex, of course.
Contact? I didn't touch you yet.
But I thought you wanted to make love.
Is that what you call this?
First sex has been proven to produce higher orders of alpha waves during digitized transference of sexual energy.
All right, Huxley, what do you say we just do it the old-fashioned way?
Ew, disgusting. You mean fluid transfer?
I mean bony, the wild mambo, the hunk-a-chunker.
That is no longer done. The exchange of bodily fluids, do you know what that leads to?
Yeah, I do. Kids, smoking, a desire to raid the fridge.
The rampant exchange of bodily fluids was one of the major reasons for the downfall of society. After AIDS, there was NRS. After NRS, there was UBT. And one of the first things that Dr. Cocteau was able to do was to outlaw and behaviorally engineer all fluid transfer out of societally acceptable behavior. Not even mouth transfer is condoned.
Kissing's not allowed?
Ugh.
Damn, I was a good kisser.
Oh!
All right, then what about kids?
Procreation?
Yeah.
We go to a lab. Fluids are purified, screened, and transferred by authorized medical personnel only. It is the only legal way. What are you doing?
Breaking the law.
You are a savage creature, John Spartan, and I wish you to leave my domicile now.
Code accepted. Be well, John Spartan.
Lights. Oh, he doesn't know how to use the three seashells. Happy Halloween.
Detective?
Listen, I'm sorry about last night. Here, I made this for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I'll drive. I gotta learn to do this once in my life.
Okay. Thank you for the lovely gift.
Look, I don't know what you guys put into my cryo slush, but when I thawed out, the first thing I wanted to do was knit. I mean, how come I know what a zipper foot and a shuttle and a hook and bobbin and a petty point is? I can weave a throw rug right now with my eyes closed.
It's part of your rehab program. For each inmate, the computer draws up a skill or trade which best suits their genetic disposition. And it would implant the knowledge and the desire to carry out whatever training was assigned.
I'm a seamstress? Oh, that's just great. I come out of cryo prison and I'm Betsy fucking Ross. And Phoenix comes out and he can access computers, operate all vehicles, knows the location of every damn thing in town, and is 3 times stronger than when he went in. Can you give me Phoenix's rehab program now?
Sure.
I'm a seamstress.
Access code for Simon Phoenix?
Access Simon Phoenix. Accessing. Access denied.
What?
Security override.
This can't be right.
Access granted, Officer Huxley. Accessing Simon Phoenix, Deep File Rehab 65R. Urban Combat Kill, Torture Methodology, Computer Override Authority, Survival Tactics, Terrorism Tactics, Weapons Training, Martial Arts, Murder Death Kill, Explosives Technician, Violent Behavior.
This isn't a proper rehabilitation program.
No kidding.
This would create a monster.
Who develops these programs?
Well, Cocteau Industries, of course. But why would the benevolent Dr. Cocteau send such a brute savage into our midst?
Well, that's a good question. Why don't we go ask him?
No, John Spine, you do not accuse the savior of our city of being connected with a multi-murder death killer like Simon Phoenix. It's rude.
I'll be subtle. I'm good at subtle.
Mellow greetings. We are happy to welcome you to the Cocteau Behavioral Engineering Conference. Be well.
To answer your call, John Spartan.
Mellow apologies for my lack of physical disposition, Detective, but I do have an entire city gov to run.
Yeah, well, run this. You program Phoenix's rehab to turn him into a terrorist, and I don't think his escape was an accident either.
Very subtle.
Thank you.
Now, outside the museum, why didn't he blow your brains out? What'd you say to him?
I honestly don't remember. Does it matter?
Yeah, it matters. I saw the security disc. He had a full 10 seconds to figure out where to put the hole in your fucking head.
John Spartan, this display of barbaric behavior was unacceptable even in your time.
Yeah. But it worked. When a man like Phoenix has a gun to your head, 10 seconds is 9.5 seconds longer than you live.
Not everyone is as eager as you to resort to violence to solve all the difficulties in life. Even now, I'm beginning to wonder if the chaos in the museum was the result of Mr. Phoenix's presence or your own. I
wonder about this shithead. If you think you've got this maniac under control, trust me, you don't.
Is there something specific you plan to do with that archaic device?
John Spartan.
No, I didn't think so. Detective, the only thing I haven't got under control is you. But that can be solved. You, my Cro-Magnon friend, are dead. Your family's dead. Your past is dead. Dead things cannot affect the living. So, enjoy your moment of prehistoric bravado, because after you leave here, it will be over. Like everything else in your life. Officer, return this man to cryostasis immediately. Be well.
Be fucked.
John Spartan, you are fined one.
Greetings, citizens. How are you on this glorious?
I'll wait here. Let's go.
Oh, I don't know.
Look, I do know. Now turn that thing on.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Vector 23 degrees.
But you're asking me to disobey a direct order. I'm to escort you to the cryo prison.
Look, you do what you gotta do. I know what I gotta do. I gotta nail that maniac and put him on ice. That's where I'm gonna be.
Enhance your calm, John Spartan.
Look, I've had it with enhancing my calm. I'm gonna find that psycho Phoenix and enhance his calm. And when I'm done, I'm gonna turn all my attention to that Fruit Loop cocktail. Now, you don't have to come with me. I can do this alone, okay?
Wasteland. Even if Simon Phoenix was programmed to escape, extinguish life, and steal contraband weapons, why are you proceeding into the depths of Wasteland?
The reason why your citywide manhunt didn't work was because Phoenix was in the one place that, A, you can't monitor, B, are afraid to go, and C, don't give a shit about.
Now, I want to go down there. I want to find Phoenix. I'm going to put him in a hurt locker. So, you want to come with me? Or you want to arrest me, huh?
Okay. I'm with you. Let's go blow this guy.
Away. Blow this guy away.
Whatever.
She's got away with words. What's wrong, Leslie?
It's not very clean.
Real guard is fine. All right, which way, Garcia?
20 degrees.
Over there.
All right, guys, be ready for anything.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours. My dog's better because he gets kennel ration. My dog's...
Hey.
I'm sorry.
But when I'm nervous, I... Sorry. Over here.
Just relax. All I want is a burger and a beer if you got one.
¿Cómo va a pagar para esto?
How am I going to pay? Obviously, it is better to give.
Oh, ¿es una Rolex? Una cerveza, por favor.
You want a slice?
Gracias, señor. Buenos días, señor.
Oh, no. Thank you.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, God.
Oh.
This is fantastic. You guys got it right.
Oh, my.
Just don't ask where the meat comes from.
Hopsley, what's that supposed to mean?
Do you see any cows around here, Detective?
¿Qué es esta carne?
Esta carne es de rata.
Rat. This is a rat burger. Not bad. Matter of fact, it's the best burger I've had in years.
Gracias, señor.
Prego. See you later.
They don't seem very hostile, John Spartan.
No, they don't. Now, that's a thing of beauty. Huxley, do you know what this is?
A 1970 Oldsmobile 442 with a 455 cubic inch engine, radial tires, and fucking seats.
I'm impressed.
I studied.
So did I. Hand up the glow rod. Your friends, too. Come on, move.
Ow! Ow!
You got ball balls, cop, coming down here after the show you put on.
We're looking for a murder-death killer. Can you help or just bully us with your primitive weapons? Well, maybe they're not so primitive.
So you think you're taking me in, huh? Guess what? Not happening. You tell Cocteau he can kiss my ass. Yeah, that's right. You tell Cocteau it's going to take an army of assholes to get rid of me because I don't give a shit. I got nothing to lose.
I don't want to rain on your parade, pal. But I don't know who the hell you are, let alone want to take you anywhere. So stay here, be well, and Cocteau's an asshole!
Hey, let's take him and dump him up top. They're only down here to spy on us.
Wait a minute. You're the guy outside Taco Bell.
Yeah. What do you want?
I guess you weren't part of the Cocteau plan.
Greed? Deception? Abuse of power? That's no plan.
That's why everybody's down here?
You got that right. See, according to Cocteau's plan, I'm the enemy. Because I like to think. I like to read. I'm into freedom of speech and freedom of choice. I'm the kind of guy who likes to sit in a greasy spoon and wonder, gee, should I have the T-bone steak or the jumbo rack of barbecue ribs with the side order of gravy fries? I want high cholesterol. I want to eat bacon and butter and buckets of cheese, okay? I want to smoke a Cuban cigar the size of Cincinnati in a non-smoking section. I want to run through the streets naked with green jello all over my body reading Playboy magazine. Why? Because I suddenly might feel the need to, okay, pal? I've seen the future. You know what it is? It's a 47-year-old virgin sitting around in his beige pajamas drinking a banana broccoli shake thinking I'm an Oscar Mayer wiener. You live up top, you live Cocteau's way. What he wants, when he wants, how he wants. Your other choice? Come down here. Maybe starve to death.
All right, then why don't you take charge and lead these people out of here?
I'm no leader. I do what I have to do. Sometimes people come with me.
All I want to do is bury Cocteau up to his neck in shit and let him think happy, happy thoughts forever.
And I got bad news. I think he wants to kill you.
All right, gentlemen, let's review. The year is 2032. That's 2032, as in the 21st century. And I am sorry to say that the world has become a pussy-whipped Brady Bunch version of itself. Come by a bunch of robed sissies. All we have to do to run the whole thing is to kill a man named Raymond, who put it all together. Ah, but there's an extra added bonus. We get to kill the man who put most of us behind the freezer.
You mean we get to kill John Spartan?
Exactly. I want you to loot, pillage, plunder. I want you to steal. I want you to do all the wonderful things that we used to do before all of this happened. This world will be ours. Let's bring back the good old days. Yeah. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Are you with me? Yeah. Let's do it.
It is a curious conclusion which you have deduced, John Spartan. But I can find no fault in your logic. Simon Phoenix is the perfect weapon to send out into the savage nether regions in which we stand. I am impressed, John Spartan.
You mean they thawed this guy out just to kill me? I'm flattered.
Don't be flattered. You're frightened. This guy's a certifiable nightmare.
And that's why you're down here?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have done something right in a previous life. Can't imagine what that could have been. Two for the price of one. Let's take them, boys.
Senorita Huxley, come on.
How nice. You must have been expecting me.
Hold it, Hagendas! Man, I went to town with a 36 inch slug. You're dead, Spartan.
Speak for yourself.
Self-drive.
Unable to execute.
Self-drive now.
Malfunction. Unable to execute.
Emergency. Right.
Prematurely terminated.
Yeah, I thought I was history too. What the hell happened all of a sudden? This car turned into a cannoli.
It's Securophone, and it saved your life. Look at you, you're in shambles.
Don't worry, I can fix it later. All he needs is a needle and thread. I really didn't say that, did I?
John Spartan, You caveman, you're under arrest. You are to be returned to the cryo prison immediately.
I heard all about that. We'll talk later, Chief. Right now, I need something, anything. A shotgun, a flare gun.
Spartan.
What? Oh, shit.
Offensive, red alert. Thunder batons on.
Relax. Well, look at you. You get a bump in the noggin and you think you're Pancho Villa.
Who?
Never mind.
Time to take a stand, pal.
Oh, good. And while you're doing it, loan me a gun. Loan me two guns.
You use these weapons of mass destruction against men and women who uphold the law?
We use these weapons to shop for groceries, Dick.
Spartan, wait. You can't leave. You're under arrest. This very concept negates the possibility of your leaving.
Skip it, Chief.
Lieutenant Huxley.
Chief? You can take this job, and you can shovel it.
Take this job and shovel it.
Yeah?
Close enough.
No.
I hadn't counted on this, but I must say you worked out beautifully. People are terrified of you.
What's new? People have always been terrified.
Yes, but this time they're really intimidated. Now, I'll have carte blanche to create the perfect society. My society. San Angeles will be a beacon of order with the purity of an ant colony and the beauty of a flawless pearl.
Look, you can't take away people's right to be assholes.
That's what you remind me of. An evil Mr. Rogers.
Will you please kill him?
It's pissing me off.
Put another log on the fire! I'm a log running this place. Boom! Well, now, what shall I do with you? Bobby?
I am an excellent associate, sir. I would be delighted to continue my services during your administration.
Danzig, maybe we'll use it.
Excuse me, but the police are here.
Oh.
I'm impressed.
Hartley!
That man has died by my hands.
It was either him or us, Huxley.
Leon, there is that.
Anyway, where the hell did you learn to kick like that?
Oh, Jackie Chan movies?
Looks like the Cocteau plan just went up in smoke.
Rest in peace, Raymond Cocteau. Oh, John Spartan. Civilization as we know it will come to an end. What will we do?
I don't know, but trust me, this is better for you. What's that?
Oh, this is bad. This is very bad. He's accessed the cryo prison. He's about to defrost the entire multi-lifer wing. Most of them don't like you.
Most of these guys don't even like their own mothers. These are bad boys, Huxley. How many are there?
80. All without rehab. And they'll be reanimated within the hour.
Oh, we gotta stop this.
Not at all pleased about having caused the fatality of that deranged cryocon, but I now understand that under certain circumstances that violence is necessary.
Good.
Like that. Okay. What do we have left that's good, huh?
Oh, let's see.
Wilkes, Patrick.
Jeffrey Dahmer?
I love this guy. Look, we gotta get him. How long before the rest are done?
They're in the final stages of reanimation, sir.
Great. Absolutely great. Gentlemen, thank you very much, but your services will no longer be required.
To catch a maniac.
Attention. Attention. Cryo prisoner defrosting reanimation sequence now entering final stage. Countdown to reanimation of prisoner batches 290, 310, 480, and 570, 10 minutes.
And this is the very last one.
Excellent.
Accessed.
What the hell is that?
Thank you.
Kiki. Drop your monkey ass down.
Villain responsible for the murder of our beloved Dr. Raymond Cocteau?
Well, I wouldn't exactly say apprehended. Let's just say he's history. And the cryo prison? That's history, too.
What will we do? How will we live?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go out drinking, all of us, get shit-faced and paint the town, literally. Put up graffiti, slogans. It'll be a blast.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. Why don't you get a little dirty? You will act clean. And somewhere in the middle, I don't know, you'll figure it out.
Fucking A.
Well put.
Mr. Friendly. Mr. Friendly?
Greetings and salutations, Edgar Friendly. I'm Associate Bard. And may I say, it would be a great pleasure to assist you in creating a more humane...
Bob, let's talk about the hair, okay?
Hair?
Pick a color, all right? And lose the kimono, you look like a couch.
Couch?
Are you a surgeon with these gloves? No.
Thank you for rendering me unconscious.
Huxley, I did it for your own good.
You must be a team.
We are.
Why? Are all fluid transfer activities like this?
Better.
Better? Why?
I think I'm going to like the future.
Now that you've demolished everything.
But there's just one thing I want to know. How's that damn three seashell thing work?
That dude in Jackson, that thing's back coming.